If you've been complaining about college football's bowl championship series for the past 16 years, Yahoo's Dan Wetzel, you can stop now. It's over. The new playoff format will debut next year. Only a Game's Doug Trabu has a look at what's new, what's not, and what people might complain about next.
Say what you will about the bowl championship series, it knows how to make an exit.
Cuts to the middle. Florida State rules the BCS.
In the final quarter of the final BCS title game, which was shown on ESPN, Florida State and Auburn put on a show that included a 100-yard kickoff return, a 37-yard touchdown run, and three lead changes before the Seminoles came out on top.
A dramatic second-half comeback by the Noles. Let's party, Tallahassee. Let's have some fun.
Next season, the new four-team playoff format begins. This season, Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio and his team were thrilled to reach and win the Spartans' first Rose Bowl in 26 years. But they were also number four in the nation. If the playoff had been in place, they would have been in one of the semifinal games.
After those games, you know, sort of winner-take-all type of environment, and it's very, very exciting. You feel it. You feel it with your football team. I think it's a great thing, and I think it's something that will sort of help sort out the issues, I guess, that everybody has.
The final four teams will be selected by the 13-member College Football Playoff Committee that includes former Nebraska coach and U.S. Congressman Tom Osborne, former NFL quarterback Archie Manning, and former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. The committee will do its own ranking, creating a top 25.
It's still not going to work out all the time.
Gary Klein covers USC football for the Los Angeles Times.
You know, we're eliminating the computers. We're having this committee of people doing it. We're trying to eliminate bias, but I still think it's an imperfect system. I think there will be incredible interest when we get to the semifinals and the championship game. But I think that season-long background hum of what is going to happen with our team and how is it going to figure in the BCS, I don't think that's going to be there anymore.
Sports Illustrated senior writer Stuart Mandel agrees. Auburn's wild Iron Bowl comeback knocked Alabama out of the final two this fall. Mandel says giving four teams a chance at the title makes those regular season moments less likely.
The stakes will be different. You know, that game, Alabama, the two-time national defending champions, that game eliminated them basically in the span of one, you know, crazy return. Next year, it's, well, it may be seeded lower. The stakes are going to be a little bit lower in those end-of-season games, and that's going to take a little bit something away.
The Rose, Sugar, Orange, Fiesta, Cotton, and Chick-fil-A bowls will rotate to host the semifinals. The Rose and Sugar will do the honors on New Year's Day next year. Mandel says under the BCS model, the teams playing for the title had the longest layoff, but the final two teams should come better prepared in the new format.
The semis will be December 31st or January 1st. And then the teams that win those games, you know, are playing 12 days later. They do that during the season. They take a bye week and play the next week. I think it'll actually improve the quality of play in those games.
The site of the championship game will be based on a bidding process. Next year, it will be at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Gary Klein says for TV audiences, title games won't seem much different, but he expects the atmosphere at the stadium to change.
It's really going to the Super Bowl model. That championship game is going to be a corporate event. Think about the fan bases in terms of traveling to these different places and trying to do that. I just don't think they're going to, logistically and financially, the average college football fan is going to be able to do that.
The morning after the championship game in Pasadena, California, I was on a cross-country flight. The playoff era had arrived. It was a new day, a hopeful beginning. In the row behind me, an excited Florida State fan was talking with another passenger. He was just hours removed from witnessing his favorite team win its first national title since 1999. When the subject of the new four-team playoff came up, he said, "You know, they still didn't get it right. It should have been eight teams." For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabue.